Star 1027. This is Hot Cares. And all of us got these photographs of this home here.
Yeah.
We've helped them before. Letu, David and Cheshire home, which recently had a fire. Absolutely gutted this place.
One of the things about fires, you forget how quickly it happens and how devastating the outcome can be. Letu, David and Cheshire home takes care of disabled adults and a few youngsters, but it's focused on adults. The residents include 5 males, 4 females, and they take care of kind of round-the-clock care with medical staff as well. So for an institution like this to be, you know, raised like this is really, really devastating. One resident has lost everything. So her name is Ntombi Chabalala. She's one of the residents, obviously. She does not speak. She's wheelchair-bound. She's lost her bed and her bedding, her fridge, her TV, her microwave, her electric wheelchair. Now she has to rely on somebody who could perhaps push her. So anyway, what it comes down to is that her entire world has changed because everything in her room is completely burnt to the ground.
We can now talk to the home manager,
Sandile Mafu, who's going to tell us a little bit about some of the other urgent needs that are occurring at Letu Home. Good morning, Sandile.
Good morning.
We understand that you had an unfortunate incident happen recently at the home. Tell us a little bit about the fire.
On the 25th of July, we had an accident in one of the residents' rooms. So the fire broke out there and it burnt the whole room. It burnt everything and it affected some of the rooms. So it was a block in our home. So the whole block was affected by fire and things were damaged.
And I'm sure for the trauma of the residents there as well, they must have gone through a terrible time.
Very much. They went through trauma, but fortunately we were able to organize trauma counseling for them, so they were counseled and they are coping very well. And we are fortunate that none of them were hurt during the fire. They just inhaled smoke and they were treated in the hospital for smoke inhalation. So they are all fine. They're all coping well so far.
So we understand that one resident lost everything with her entire room being completely gutted, but there are other needs for the home in general as well.
Because of the fire, we had to encounter a lot of problems in terms of our plumbing system, our electrical system, because the fire damaged our electrical, our plumbing. Our washing machine has been also damaged through the fire. So currently we need a washing machine, clothing for the resident, furniture for the resident that lost everything. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
How is Ntombi coping after losing her room? It must have been a very frightening experience for her.
Yeah.
It was. Well, she's coping very well so far. She hasn't been any maybe trauma reactions or post reactions of trauma. None of that has been shown. But we are continually monitoring her and the other residents as well.
Well, Sandile, there's a very special guest in studio, Jackie from Dischem. She's here with us this morning.
Jackie, you heard about this story and you were shocked as well at the photographs.
It was devastating to see. I can't imagine the trauma of your residents and yourself as their care workers. So Hot Cares and the Dischem Foundation would like to help you with 40,000 rand towards your laundry needs and towards helping Ntombi build her special place in the world.
Wow,
her home.
Thank you so much. Oh, that would help a lot.
Once again, we thank you for the wonderful work you do in looking after your residents.
Thank you so much. That will help a lot because our laundry is piling up and we don't have a washing machine right now and it's getting out of hand right now. Thank you so much.
Don't you worry. So in that 40,000 rand, it's going to be taking care of yourself a heavy-duty washing machine and dryer to make sure that that pile can disappear from your life. We'll also be buying the bedroom furniture, the microwave, the TV, fridge, and clothing and other personal items that Ntombi lost because obviously her little corner of the world has just been decimated. And so Hot Cares and the Dischem Foundation together would love to gift this to the Aletta Davidson Cheshire Home.
Thank you so much. Thank you on behalf of Ntombi as well.
You'll give us a big hug from us. That's many, many hugs. And there's many people in this room, so lots of hugs.
I will. I'll do that.
And once again, thank you, Jackie, and the Dischem Foundation for coming forward with this generous donation. That would be great, actually, because you know, she can't get around with her wheelchair.
Anyone in Hot 1027 land, if you know somebody with an electric wheelchair that could assist Ntombi regain her sense of self and her sense of independence, you know exactly how to get hold of us. It's info@hotcares.co.za.
Sandile, thanks for talking to us. I hope this has helped you this morning.
This is very helpful. We are very grateful for your donation. Thank you so much, guys.